Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Why, yes, it is. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Made Lonzo uncomfortable already. 30 seconds into the show. I am Rob Brown. The Rob Brown Show gets going right now. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being a part of the radio broadcast. Glad to, what is a moolu?
Yeah. We were just talking about this on our sister station, WRD. Apparently, they are potty training cows. And the name of the thing is a moolu. Get it? Moolu?
I get moo cow, bathroom.
It's just. Some things you're like, no, that's not real. But apparently, it's real in an effort to, you know, try to eliminate greenhouse gases and all that kind of. So they're potty training cows in Germany.
No, you talk. I have to read the movie.
Vince and I discussed it, but I didn't get to see what a moolu actually looks like, and I'm not sure I want to know.
The training works like this. Animals are taught to urinate in a special pen inside their barns. Any that go outside the designated area get a short burst of water to retrain them while those that use the right spot receive a treat. Researchers say 11 out of 16 calves learn to use the moolu in just 15 training sessions, comparing favorably to the amount of time 3- and 4-year-old children are toilet trained. The animals are smarter than they look, it seems. I guess this is an effort to capture cattle urine and potentially reduce the 55 to 110 gallons of daily methane, not to mention nitrogenous components in the urine that pollute streams and rivers.
Yeah. So it's very interesting, but wouldn't you like to have been the guy to name it the moolu?
He thought he was a brilliant man.
It could have very well been a female. So I'm assuming it was a guy, and it didn't necessarily have to be a guy. But, you know. But I'm picturing a guy with a German accent going, Moolu.
It's 100% a German invention.
Yes.
Hello, way to start off the show, boys. But when somebody tells me that they're potty training cows, I have to know the details. I don't know why. I'm messed up in the head. But when I hear somebody say they're potty training cows, I got to know. I just got to know why.
It's such a cool job we have. I got to talk about the moolu on two different radio stations. When?
Sports, ladies and gentlemen. Sports. Yeah, go ahead, push the button. I can't come back from this. The lunch breakdown of three things you have to know before we go start talking sports with your friends, family, coworkers, or the dog. Whoever you spend your lunch break with, this shall be the scuttlebutt. You know, it's gotta be nice to catch some breaks, y'all. Gotta be nice to catch some breaks. Carolina Panthers caught another break. Another break. Last week, they squared off against the New Orleans Saints at home in Charlotte, the Queen City. And the New Orleans Saints were missing not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, but nine offensive assistant coaches from the sidelines. They were also missing, I want to say 10 players, including a fistful of starters on offense and defense. That's not an excuse. That's a reason. We're going to come back to that later on. I'm glad you said that, Zoe. Thanks. But now they catch another one this week. Thursday night, which, by the way, your boy going to be broadcasting live from Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. It's on Boiling Springs Road, Wings Etc. 2 hours before kickoff, I go live. So that this Thursday will be at 6:30 in the p.m. If you're over there in the Berg, if you're over there in the Springs, wherever you might be, if you want to, come see, if you want to come hang out, if you want to come sit and chat some Carolina football with us, then dit. I'll be live at 6:30. I'll be getting there about 6. I'll be live at 6:30. And then taking you all the way up to the beginning of the Carolina actual pregame show on Classic Rock 101.1. Bowling Springs, Wings, etc. Come see me on Thursday. Anyway, so Carolina last week caught a break with New Orleans. They catch another break this week because Tyrod Taylor, the starting Texans, Houston Texans quarterback, you want to take a guess as to what happened? He came out hot, gets a big win over Jacksonville in week one, playing well. You want to take a stab? What happened?
Stab. Hopefully he didn't visit the doctor, the team doctor. He hopefully has his own physician. I'm guessing he got hurt.
Hamstring injury. Ah. He is out for Thursday, and rookie quarterback Davis Mills will get the start. The Stanford draft pick for the Texans will be in for Tyrod Taylor.
And by the way, if you look at history, that means – Tyrod Taylor's done, and this guy's going to take
an
his job.
An absolute stud, yeah.
This guy's going to take his job. Because everywhere he goes, that's what happens.
Yep. You know what? That's a good point, Zoe. I said they were going to catch a break, the Panthers, and now I'm like, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe Andrew Luck Volume 2.0 is on his way. John Elway Version 2.0 on his way out of Stanford.
Or remember last place he was at? Chargers.
Justin freaking Herbert stepped up and has become a stud. And I would say it with about the same level of anticipation.
He was in Cleveland before Baker, too, I think.
Yup. And I think there was one more, wasn't there? I think there was one more. I think this dude's lost his job to a couple of guys that have gone on to become starters.
This is out there, but if you are a franchise and you think you got the next big guy, but you're not sure, you bring in Tyrod Taylor. And then you'll know for sure, because if he goes out after an injury, the next guy coming in is a huge megastar.
Let's see.
Dude's getting paid, though. I mean, and the one game that he was in for Houston, it looked pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't wrong. So Tyrod Taylor is in for the Houston Texans against the Carolina Panthers on Thursday night. Coach David Culley did not rule Taylor out for the Thursday nighter against the Panthers, but said the team did not know the severity of the injury other than, quote, it was severe enough that he couldn't play in the second half. And, quote, Culley said Taylor sustained the injury before he ran for a 15-yard touchdown. I'm practicing my Boston accent for next week. 15-yard touchdown midway through the second quarter.
You're not really going to do that while you're there, are you?
Fenway Pack, wicked pisser.
So you're gonna
clam chowder.
You're gonna Facebook Live do that in the park, and then someone's gonna beat you up. That's what's gonna happen.
Not if I make it to the Caffest. Just morph into a bad Family Guy character is basically it. Mills finished the second half of last week, 8 of 18 for 102 with a touch and a pick. He was Houston's first draft pick, a third round selection. Back in April, Culley said he thought Mills did, quote, really well, end quote, in his NFL debut, especially after receiving very few reps with the first team in group practice. He said he is very confident in Mills' ability. He said, quote, on our sideline, it was as if Tyrod was in there when he was in there. It was no different. We really didn't do anything different. Culley then was, of course, asked if Deshaun Watson might make his appearance with the Texans. He is on the Texans 53-man roster, but was inactive for Houston's first two games. Thought maybe, just maybe, we'd see Deshaun Watson make his appearance for the Texans this weekend. Cully said, and I quote, Lonzo, "We'll have to see," end quote.
Wait, what?
When asked whether there was a chance that Deshaun Watson, who was on the Texans 53-man roster but was inactive for Houston's first two games, would play on Thursday, Cully said, quote, "We'll see," end quote. Breaking news, Deshaun Watson's absolutely playing on Thursday.
I think you noticed as well, which is why you repeated that. There was no complete denial. No, he's not going to be. If you say we'll see, huh? So he might actually end up being on the playing field this season.
They can't, right? They can't. Because here's the thing.
You can justify an act of desperation, and that's why, well, we had no more quarterbacks, so we had to put him in.
So here's the thing about this. You know what? Save that. I'm glad you brought that up. Zoe is just an absolute content machine right now. Coming back to Deshaun next segment, because I think there's a deeper conversation there. We'll talk about it, but I got to get through the rest of the lunch breakdown. Item numero dos on the lunch breakdown today. U.S. Ryder Cup team. The Ryder Cup starts on Friday. You want to hear a story? This is true, Zoe? The lady friend and I are leaving Saturday morning. We're flying up to Boston, all right? Boston Saturday, Boston Sunday, Boston Monday morning, stop at the ESPN studios in Bristol on our way down to Stamford, Connecticut on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday in New York, Friday back in Boston, fly back Saturday. I get to go to like all the sporting events. I get to see ESPN's campus in Bristol. I get to walk the Freedom Trail in Boston, which is a huge history dork. That's going to be amazing.
I've did that. I've walked that trail and Fallout 4. it's just like being
it's
there.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. They went and they mapped that out. It's the actual road.
So I am going to be in Boston. My buddy, one of my very dearest friends, who I guarantee you is going to call us on Friday, calls me on Sunday morning.
So he's calling just to rub this thing in.
Oh, no. Hear me out.
Oh, okay.
It's worse than you think. Whatever you think it is, it's worse. He says, "Hey, man, you got plans for this weekend?" And I said, "Yeah, I do. I'm flying to Boston and New York." And he says, "Oh, well, that's a bummer for you." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Lonzo, because I have a free 3-day pass for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to the Ryder Cup. I have a place to stay lined up. We've got everything taken care of. All you have to do is get to Whistling Straits, and I have got you a free 3-day pass to the Ryder Cup this weekend." I looked it up. Flights to Green Bay, Wisconsin, just a little bit, a hop, skip, and a throw away from Whistling Straits where the Ryder Cup is going to be. Flights from Greenville to Wisconsin, though, $200. So for $200, I got to fly in the Whistling Straits, had a 3-day VIP pass to go to the Ryder Cup Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Could have broadcasted from up there. 3-day pass to the Ryder Cup, and it's the 1 week that I already made plans to fly out of town.
I am curious if the listeners had a choice between going to Boston and doing all the stuff you're going to Boston or heading to see the Ryder Cup, which one would they choose?
I can answer that question for you. If their shirt is tucked in right now, it's the Ryder Cup, and if it's not, it's Boston and New York. Tell me that I'm wrong.
I had to check and see if my shirt's tucked
did.
In.
And it's not, and what would you pick?
I'm going to Boston.
Exactly. If their shirt is tucked in, they're going to the Ryder Cup. And if their shirt is untucked, they're going to Boston.
There's
New York.
A song about coming to Boston.
I mean, shipping up to Boston.
Well, no.
Whoa.
No, it's please come to Boston.
You may have stumped me on one.
Yes. Well, it's as you said yesterday, songs that your mom listened to.
I make that joke like I don't listen to the songs my mom listens to. All right. Anyway, yeah, for a free pass, three-day VIP pass to the Ryder Cup, I had to turn it down. And for the record, that's not me being unhappy. I'm very excited about Boston and New York. I get to do some killer stuff up there, all right? I'm just saying that's a really bad coincidence time-wise. But speaking of the Ryder Cup, yesterday we saw our first clip of Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. They broke kayfabe, Lonzo. They broke kayfabe. Brooksy and Brycey has been the most interesting, entertaining thing. Their rivalry on the PGA Tour has been the most interesting thing about golf since Tiger Woods made his return to the Masters a few years ago, right? I mean, even if you're not a golf guy, Lonzo's not a big golf guy, but even Lonzo jumped in on the Brooks and Bryson discussion a couple times on the show when we had it.
Here's the thing, though. The Mega Powers really got along, too, didn't
Brother.
They? Didn't they? They really got along. We've seen enough things, speaking of kayfabe, in wrestling where people pretended to get along and they really didn't. So this is just about banding together to take down the evil Europeans, and then they can go back to hating each other afterwards.
Or, just like in kayfabe, they fake hate each other on TV and they're actually cool. They're bros backstage. But when it's time to go out there and one to be the face and one to be the heel, they know their role and they do it.
Golfers could not contrive such a thing, put together such a deception. I really find that hard to believe. Golfers are always on the up and up, and nothing's mm-hmm. ever going on behind the scenes. So, no, they really hate mm-hmm. each other.
Definitely not like there are jokes about having the executive wedge of kicking your ball out from behind the tree because golfers don't cheat. Definitely not. They're all on the up and up. Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka yesterday had their first interaction out on the golf course yesterday, and they just looked fine. They just looked like two dudes talking about golf to each other.
So you want to say boring. That's what you want some sparks and you get nothing. Is that it?
So Bryson's out on the driving range hitting some shots. Brooksy walks up to him. They talk for a minute. They kind of like just a brief interaction. They kind of, you know, I can't tell if it was like a fist bump or a handshake or a little whatever. And then after it's over, and I will tell you this, this is kind of funny. I actually really laughed at this. So Brooksy walks over to Bryce, who's out on the driving range. They talk for a second, not a long conversation, and they clipped out a little bit. They talked for about a minute there. As he's walking away from Bryson DeChambeau, Bryson turns around to the folks, to the media that are gathered, and it's just like, you see that? We're good, right? We're cool? We're good? Now, you know, he kind of did it in that way that you have a fight with your brother and you get in trouble with your mom, and she walks over and she's like, if y'all don't stop fighting. And you're like, no, we're good. We're good, right, little brother? Because the options are we tell mom we're good or we get it kicked. That's what it looked like. But I made the prediction earlier in the year. That this was being done as a social media stunt, right? Because the PGA said those that generate the most clicks and interest in the PGA Tour, you gonna make that money. You gonna make that money. These boys were in it for the cash, son. They are out there. I gotta tell you, here's good news, though. Just about everybody, myself included, believes that we are gonna get our asses handed to us at the Ryder Cup this year. Europe is going to dominate the Americans this year, but a big chunk of that was people were concerned about the bad chemistry on this team. I'm here to tell you, I don't think it's as bad as it's being made out to be. And I think we saw that yesterday. I'm glad you're laughing, Zoe.
You couldn't help it, but look up at that.
I'm glad you're laughing at bad first pitches.
Well, is Connor pretty bad?
Because your boys, Connors, ended about 19 rows deep, about 13 feet to the right of the plate. If I'd have thrown that pitch at the Spartanburgers game, you would have fired me.
Which is still better than Carly Rae Jepsen, so...
Yes, congratulations. The notorious one out through a 17-year-old female pop star.
Was she 17 at the time?
I don't know. Does it matter?
She's like 35
Does
now
it
or
matter?
Something.
His first pitch was embarrassing. If I threw that first pitch, Lonzo, do you know what would happen to me on these airwaves the next day? I'd be eviscerated.
Not by me. because I'm too above board to do such a thing. Getting back to the golf.
He's setting up his counter defense now.
Getting back to the golf. Not trying to change the subject, but you know, getting back to the original.
But I am doing that.
Getting back to the original subject. Why wouldn't you, speaking of golf, thinking of the long game here. So you know that you don't have a shot at the Ryder Cup. So you set up this absolute rivalry going into this. Then you pair them up during the Ryder Cup and tell them to start fighting. So they start fighting. There's distraction. There's unease. There's concern that there might come to blows, and this causes the whoever they're going up against to get nervous and play poorly. And then you're thinking, they're so mad at each other. Look at how well they're playing, and the other team is just so worried that they're playing badly. I think it's a strategy, and I think it's going to work.
We are going to dive into that just a little while later on in the show. Zoe's got a theory. We'll put that to the test. Texas says ESPN, if I had the choice, I would definitely go to the Ryder Cup. Your text got all jumbled, but basically says, if I had a chance, I'd go to the Ryder Cup. I got the same offer a few years ago and was able to go to Hazeltine, free airfare, airline tickets, free lodging. It was an incredible experience. Boston will always be there, whistling straights, and the Ryder Cup will not. Well, I'll tell you first and foremost, all right, 0% chance I'm going, hey, girlfriend, you know that trip we've been planning for like 4 months now? That all the tickets are bought for and the accommodations are paid for and the plans are made and we're meeting your friends? Can't go. I'm going to go watch golf. Not going to go over well. And you got to pick and choose battles here. Second off, I'm actually really excited because, again, Lonzo, Sunday, Saints and Patriots, Sunday night, Red Sox at Yankees, Monday, ESPN campus all day. That's a pretty solid 3 days of not watching golf.
Okay, because I got to tell you, Dan Scott was questioning you going on a trip in the middle of a football season.
Going to the football.
And I think this is very much justified because I know next week while you're gone, the first thing he's going to bring up is, you know, Rob scheduling a trip in the middle of it.
And,
then I'm going to be able to defend you by telling him everything that you're doing.
I'm doing the sports. I will miss a lot of Saturday.
This is a bucket list thing that you're doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will miss Saturday. I will miss the first round of games Saturday morning, but we get to Boston at like 2 in the afternoon. And then the lady friend of I already had the discussion of what's the first thing? Drop the bags at the hotel, find an Irish bar in downtown Boston to watch college football. She's a keeper. Quick break. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. Is Deshaun playing Thursday? Let's talk about that next. It's ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, and you. 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us at 71307 on the Ingles Market text line.
Hey, can I apologize really quick?
For?
Because the conversation we were having off the air, I meant Rob Ryan. I didn't.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Okay.
That's why I didn't take great offense.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You know, there's too many Robs in my life right now.
Lonzo asked how long does he have to grow his hair and let it turn white before he looks like Rob Ryan? I told him, he said Rob Brown.
Yeah, I meant Rob Ryan. My bad.
You're like $170 short of Rob Ryan. You're about 20 years. No, wait. Exactly 22 years past being in your Rob Brown prime. That's why I didn't take offense, though.
Hey, that Rob Ryan belly, is that all beer? I mean, because that thing is... Anyway.
That's a good question. I would assume a lot of it, right? Rob's... All right, listen.
That's a ripe melon. That thing is firm.
I had a Rob Ryan encounter.
Did
in
you?
New Orleans, yeah. In New Orleans years ago. When he was the defense coordinator down in New Orleans with Sean Payton. Years ago, when I was down there, we went to a game, me and a couple of friends, and there is a bar in downtown New Orleans known as the Ugly Dog Saloon. And I didn't know this. We went to this bar because a friend of mine was like, yeah, you know, sometimes some of the players will come in after game day. Like that was because it's a locals only bar. So if you think of like when, like, think of a dive bar and then take it a level low, but like a level lower than that, but it was out of the way. And the only people who drank there were locals and the players were in there so often that like when the players came in, the regulars in there wasn't a big deal, right? They're just like, oh yeah, some of the guys are over in the corner. Like it wasn't a big deal. They could go there and drink and not be bothered. So we went there after the game. I want to say we were playing the Vikings that day. We went into the game, went into the bar after the game, and in walks like a handful of the defensive guys, and Rob Ryan was with them. You know the old saying, the camera puts on 10 pounds?
Yeah.
Not for Rob. That's just what Rob looks like, all right? I'm not judging. I'm a big boy. I'm not as big as Rob. I'm not a big boy. I mean, I'm not as big as a big boy as Rob, but I am a big boy. Rob's a big fella. Rob had to see, he sat at a table against the wall. And this has happened to both of us, Lonzo. You know that feeling sometimes for us big fellas when they're like, yeah, please have a seat right here. And they put you in the seat where the back of the chair is the wall and then the table's in. And you just kind of look at it like, man, I hope this table's not bolted down or else we're in trouble, right? And you got to push it down. Rob didn't have to push the table up. They had to pick it up and drag it back for Rob to be able to fit in there. Hilarious. But, and this is also true, nicest guy in the bar. Nicest guy in the bar. He was incredibly nice. Our little group was just kind of sitting in the corner. Rob walks in. We won the game. Rob walks in. Rob bought a drink for every person in that bar as soon as he walked in, which I know you don't know, Zoe. In our circle, you walk into a bar and you buy a round for everybody in the bar, thumbs up to you.
I've always been curious about something as far as that goes. When someone comes in and buys a round, do you get your choice of what you buy, or do they specifically say a round of something?
Ordinarily, you'll just say, I want to buy everybody a drink, and then they pick. And then there's kind of a it's kind of a code of honor that you don't go like, well, then let me get a glass of Cavassier, man. Let me get a $14 cocktail. You know, it's a very expensive liqueur. You get a beer, right? And you don't get like a $9 craft beer. You get like a Budweiser. You get like a Yingling. You get like a beer, or you get like a low key cocktail. You get like a rum and coke, right? That's kind of the honor code there.
But it's kind of a badge of honor, right? That you were in that place, yeah, and he bought for everybody.
Oh yeah, it's definitely cool. All it's right. definitely cool to have that. And again, like, people were approaching him, and he was super cool about it. Like, a lot of the players, they don't want to be approached, right? Like, they just don't want to be approached. He was super cool about it. Bought everybody a drink. It was a cool night. Cool guy. All right. So now that I've effectively killed off this, how did Rob Ryan become a discussion point on the show?
It's my fault. I apologize.
Man,
I like to talk hair on occasion.
So. All right, you know what? What the hell, why not?
I gotta say, that was an awesome story, the fact that you met him and he did all that and that he's a cool guy. This is
stellar, dude.
This is something that everybody doesn't know, and a lot of people don't know, so I thought that was a valuable segment, and I want to thank you for that. Thank you.
You're just apologizing for a segment about Rob Ryan. what's the coolest? Not like your favorite celebrity. What's the coolest celebrity encounter you've had? The one that you walked away and you were like, that dude's awesome.
See, it won't mean that much to other people. And this was an interview. But still, I got to interview a couple guys that are voiceovers for Dragon Ball Z. And it was on StreamYard. It was on my show on Saturday. And got to talk to them off the air before we went on. And they were really cool guys. And I was so nervous, but these are people that you start talking to and they're so goofy and silly that they just make you feel comfortable. And when the whole thing was over, I got to meet them the next day and they recognized me and everything and was really cool about that. It's just, you smile and go, wow, you know, why was I nervous? I wish everybody was like that. And it was awesome. It was. But again, most people wouldn't know who they are, so. The voice of Hercule and the voice of Majin Buu, in case you don't know.
I would say the coolest encounter I've ever had. It worked out both ways, was Drew Brees in the lead up to the 09 to the Super Bowl season. Lead up to Super Bowl season, Roy Jones. I've told about the fight I flew out to Vegas and worked alongside Roy Jones. He was fighting a guy by the name of Jeff Lacey in the fight before that, who was from Mississippi. And so the Saints invited Roy and his camp to come to practice one day. Drew Brees was having a throwing session, and he was on the sideline just kind of warming up with Lance Moore and the backup quarterback, and they were throwing the ball back and forth. I was standing next to, so they're on the sideline, and I'm just kind of standing. It's kind of surreal. I'm standing on the sideline. I'm just standing next to Lance Moore, who went on to score that two-point conversion in the Super Bowl that kind of saved that game for the Saints. Standing next to Lance Moore, and Brees throws the ball while Moore, something happened. He was looking over to the left, and he's looking over, and Drew Brees throws the ball, and it's like just a little bit between Lance Moore and I. And I reach up, and I grab it because I saw Lance wasn't looking, so I grabbed the rock, and Brees is like, hey, nice snag. And I'm like, yeah. And he puts his hands up. And I'm like, word. So I threw the ball back to Drew Brees. So I have both caught and completed a pass to and from Drew Brees. I told you.
Sounds to me like you interfered with a pass.
I saved Drew Brees' only incompletion of practice because it would have been incomplete, all right, in his warm-up throw. You know, I just realized we talked about the Spartanburgers game when I threw the first pitch, and I was nervous as hell to go out there in front of, you know, 1,000 people and throw a first pitch. I think the most nervous athletic performance of my life had to be when Brees puts his hands up for me to throw the ball back to him. Because, dude.
Oh, when you said that, I started to panic over here thinking, and you can't not throw it. You have to throw it back. You absolutely have to throw it back.
And he hits the old, you know, the old clap and hands up in front of his chest. And the thing is, dude, that thing's got to be, you got like a 1 foot radius, but you got to hit Drew Brees in the hands, right? If you throw that thing and you duck it 3 feet short, or you space wobble it over his head and he's got to jump to try to catch it, You know, all I needed was Drew Brees is out in their week three game after straining an oblique trying to catch a ball from some rando sports talk radio loser.
Or you throw a bouncer that hits him in the groin or something like
that. That's all I needed. Fortunately, I hit him. I hit him just a tick below where his hands were. He caught it. He's like, all right, sweet.
So he cool nodded you too.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it was legit. That is why. Like, if I just caught a ball from Drew Brees and he just, like, whatevered it, you know, you'd be like, all right, I mean, I got to throw, but whatever. But the fact that he was like, hey, good snag, put his hands up, threw it back. He's like, yeah, word. It's like, yeah, man. So what is the coolest celebrity encounter? Texter writes in on the Ingles Market text line at 71307 and said, I'm a Saints fan. I met Luke Kuechly at a Chipotle once. I was in my police uniform. His teammates looked at it in disgust, but he came over to shake my hand and thank me. It meant a lot to me, and I'm a Saints fan. Well, man, big hoot at to Luke Kuechly.
I think there are some players that transcend what team they're on.
Kuechly's that dude.
Yeah, he without a doubt.
I have not met Luke Kuechly. Every person that I have met, every person I've talked to who has met Luke Kuechly says he's that guy. In fact, when we did the Carolina camp show, we did, I don't know, a month ago, up at Wofford, Kuechly was supposed to be there. And they came up just beforehand. They're like, hey, you know, here's a list of former players we have. Luke Kuechly will probably be here. Do you guys want him on the show? Yeah, obviously we want him on the show. And when I started talking to the two guys that were kind of running our media relations that day, both of them were like, dude, stellar guy. Like, just a good dude.
Who would have been more nervous, you or Mark?
I would say me, only because you talk about transcending, like players that transcend teams. As a Saints fan, knowing Luke Kuechly has blown up my offense many times in his career, he's one of those players that even though he played for a divisional rival for me, I still loved Luke Kuechly the player. He's easy to root for. He was a great player, a hard-nosed player, but a good guy too. Like, I would have been, because Luke Kuechly's one of those guys that he's a Panther, and I liked him. Like, Warrick Dunn with the Falcons, right? Warrick Dunn's a great human being.
Kuechly, by the way, every time I went to training camp, my wife made sure that I sent her pictures of Kuechly.
I ain't mad at it.
As many as I could get.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that.
To the point where I thought I was looking creepy taking so many pictures of Kuechly, but you know.
Luke Kuechly is one of those dudes that your wife can make inappropriate comments about and you can't even get mad about it. It's like, yep, I get it. I get it. All right, let's take a break. Back after this, Rob, Lonzo, you. When we come back, Deshaun Watson, promise this time. Unless Lonzo wants to talk about his hair more, and then we'll end up talking about Luke Kuechly. Because that's how this show rolls. Rob, Lonzo, you. It's ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate 97.7 FM, Greenville 97.1 FM, Spartanburg. Shut up, Lonzo. All around the world.
I really want to talk about that phone call, but I don't want to derail because I said I wouldn't do it.
We'll do a real sports segment. Then we'll tell you about the cool phone call we just got. Deshaun Watson. Question mark. David Culley said yesterday Tyrod Taylor is likely out this week. He may potentially be available. He's got a hamstring injury that he suffered in the second quarter of last week's game for the Texans. So in comes a young man who is going to get his first official run at the starting position on Thursday night against the Panthers, Davis Mills from Stanford. But David Culley then got asked by the media, will Deshaun Watson play? And David Culley said, don't know, we will have to see. We will have to see. So Lonzo hit the glass and said, breaking news, Deshaun Watson is definitely playing Thursday, and said that in times of desperation, you can justify almost any action. And here's the thing. I actually agree with that. But put this whole thing into context, right? Like, let's put this whole thing into context. Deshaun is out. Not because of the sexual assault allegations that have been leveled against him by over 20 women, almost two dozen. Not because of the allegations, but because he wants a trade. That's what the Texans say, right? They're letting everything take its course, but Deshaun, that's the story around the Texans administration. Here's the thing. I don't know if that's correct, right? I 100% think the Texans knew coming into the season that with Tyrod Taylor, who, by the way, was playing pretty well in San Diego last year until a doctor punctured his lung with a needle. Oops, my bad. I think they said, you know what? We're not a playoff team. We're not a contender. We're not a divisional contender. We're good with Tyrod Taylor to give us some level of success to grow off of. And we got this young quarterback. We'll give him some time to train and grow. And then Davis Mills is the guy moving forward. But I think that was absolutely the play to get Deshaun off the field, because here's the thing. If Deshaun Watson shows up on the field on game day in a Texans helmet and jersey, what is going to happen on TV? They are going to get levied. Here's Deshaun Watson out there on the field, 22 active sexual allegation lawsuits against him. And for a league that has made it known that it is a priority for them moving forward to embrace the what they claim is 50% of their audience that is female, they would not want to have that guy out there. But
Does your guy, Roger Goodell, does he make a phone call and say, hey,
don't you dare.
Yeah, even if you are down to your emergency quarterback who happens to be the left guard, no. No.
I think if you're Goodell, that's the smart decision to make, which means he probably won't. I think that's the smart decision to make.
Does he have that power, though? Because I don't know if he does.
The power he has is to put Deshaun on the commissioner's exempt list, yeah, which the Texans cannot override. And that was the big weird thing over it, right? That's the big thing that's over it, is the fact that the commission could have put him on the exempt list and the Texans would not have had to make a decision. The Texans would have had no decision to make at all. He can't play. He can't play because the commission said so. End of discussion, end of story, end of argument. Did not pass go. Do not collect $200. But he didn't do that. And I wonder if there is a little bit of it. I wonder if there is a little bit of it that they kind of had something worked out. Texans like, we're gonna trade him. We're gonna send him somewhere. They can suspend him. But if he's on the exempt list, we're not gonna be able to trade him and move him around a little bit. And the NFL was like, all right, don't play him and we won't put him on the list. And now I don't think they play the guy. All right, because here's the reason. If the Texans were 2-0 and the Texans were in a divisional race even, then I think there's a chance, but the Titans looked great last weekend. They're not winning that division.
It's been definite up to this point from all the clips that I've heard when asked about whether Deshaun would play. It's been a definite no.
Absolutely, and this is the first time it hasn't been.
You have to speculate that he's going to be in the game by how the coach answered the question.
Yeah. Yeah. Lonzo's exactly correct. Lonzo is exactly correct. All year long, it's been no, no. Now it's, we'll have to see about that. If the Texans trot this guy out there, there's going to be hell to pay for them and the league. And the league. Don't know if it'll impact anything. Texas says, you got to be kidding me. They cannot walk that guy out on the field. Everything that is wrong with the NFL if he plays. I agree with you. I agree with you. He cannot play. And if he walks on the field, it is a slap in the face to every female NFL fan specifically and every NFL fan who has their back. We don't care about any of this as long as the football's good. Wrapping up the hour, we come back. Rob Lonzo, you, it's ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is ESPN Upstate. Rob Lonzo, you. Texter says, what happened? Innocent until proven guilty. I'm by no means a Clemson fan, nor do I think the allegations against him are a serious issue. But with that being said, why should he be punished before he has been proven guilty? Texans can do what they want. B, if you found out that there was a better than good chance that somebody was stealing money out of the cash register at your job and you narrowed it down, you're telling me you wouldn't suspend them with probation? You wouldn't, you got to handle your business, and you can't let somebody with 22 active sexual assault cases be on the field. You just can't, all right? If nothing else, it's a PR night move. PR nightmare. All right, next hour of the show, we got to talk some college football. Shane Beamer had a message for Gamecock fans. We're going to put, I like this guy, man. I'm trying not to, but I do. Rob Brown Show's on the radio, ESPN Upstate.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.